Maybe. KI-5-BZE listening. Is there anybody on the frequency? Give me a quick radio check. This is KI-5-BZE.
November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, on the road and monitoring.
November 8th, Uniform Officer monitoring.
November 8th, Uniform Oscar, this is N8VLC.
N8 VLC, good morning. And here's Mike. I'm located at, just out of Langford.
My name is Vicki, and I'm located in the Metamore-Hadley area, south of Lapeer. And I'll just say a quick hello because we're about a minute away from our destination.
Roger that. Good to make contact with you. I believe it's Vicki, you said. Name here is Mike, and we are on Phoenix Lake here in Langford. And we've only been here 6 months. We relocated from a rather warm southern state that we lived in most of our lives.
Well, welcome to the frozen tundra, Mike. I hope you enjoy it. You asked for it. It's going to drop down into the below zeros next week.
Yeah, so I hear. Yeah, we've got a skating rink out behind our house. With the neighbors are all here. All right, well, I'll let you go because I know you just got to your destination. Good to talk to you. What, if you will, on your sign off, let me know what procedure are you coming in on. All of these are the moon. And I'm on the 147 out of Lansing or Hazard or one of these places nearby. NAUO, I'm clear on your final 50.
I am using the Lapeer repeater, 620, and you're coming in a little scratchy, but understandable, And have a nice day, Mike. It was nice chatting with you. 7-3.
All right, 7-3 to you, and probably the reason I'm scratchy is I've got my outside antenna is on the other side of the house, it's a good zone, and I'm coming in on a handicap. That's my base. I have other real bases, but I prefer the handicap. Good to talk to you. See you on down the log. NABLC, this is NAGUO.
KE8ZRH, whoever that is, your signal is incredibly weak.
Okay, thank you. I'm over here in Grand Blanc on a HT.
KD8IWS. NAWG. NAWG Mobile. This is NAWG.
KE8UPE, NAWG. KE8UPE, KE8UPE, NAWG.
NIWZ. Anybody on the frequency?
Station calling. November 8, Uniform Hospital. Just monitoring.
This is N8LUG, November 8, Lima Uniform Golf.
Roger that. I am located in just north of Lansing, November 8, Uniform Hospital. 80 figures is November 8LUG, Lima Uniform Golf.
Yeah, you must be on a different receiver because the single tone, when I NT, I hear the N, whatever that is. And name here is Eric.
Roger that, Eric. I will refrain from talking immediately after you NT. You get that this time. Name here is Mike. Mike, give you Kilo Echo.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Nice to meet you. Yeah, we're just headed into Davison there to visit some friends, and I figured I'd get on the machine. I think I've been on this one before when I've been out this way. We live over near Grand Rapids area. And, sliding in this area for the weekend and got to play radio, of course.
Yeah, it's the old adage, if you got them, use them. Hi. Yeah. We located just a little north of Lansing in Lanesburg. And I'm coming in on the 147-280. I'm on a Handy Talkie. It's a Handy Talkie connected to an outside antenna. So I hope my signal is reasonable and readable. Back to you.
Not doing too bad. There's a little hiss, but not terrible. I would say you're probably 70%. I'm no judge of quieting, but doing pretty good. There's a bit of white noise, but not bad. Still understandable. Now, if you were further away from the radio, nah, probably not. But you're doing good. I'm running about 10 watts into a mag mount on the roof of the vehicle. A dual bander. The old Kenwood 71A. Make sure you keep running.
Yeah, Roger that. Those old Kenwoods just don't ever go away. And you hate to throw them away because if you do that, you're throwing away a perfectly good rig. I'm on a PID radio, PID radio. It's running 10 watts into an outside disc cone. And if I got a little hiss, that's fine. I don't care. I just haven't pulled out any kind of a base rig that I've got. I've got 50, 75 waters, but I figure, hey, if I can monitor with this and have it in the radio shack here, that's good enough for me. And Roger, the trip to see friends and do things this weekend, that's always a good thing. We got some of our kids coming in over the weekend. Supposed to be cold next week, so button up and bundle up and get your firewood in if that's what you like to do. N8UO. Back to N8LUG.
Good thing I
brought the warm gear and the gloves and the Carhartt insulated jacket and, yeah. Yeah, they're talking 5 degrees Monday, maybe. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And if you're living where my mom is, up near Harrison, 4 degrees with a -4 for a low, or was it -7? I forget. That's outright nasty.
Yeah, I totally agree. When it gets to zero or below, it doesn't matter how low the minus goes. I'm sure those in Antarctica would disagree with me at -50, -70. But, hey, minus is minus, and it's cold. As an aside, I'm a transplant. My wife and I moved here back in August. We left a location that was 115 degrees Fahrenheit. We moved up here to be with our kids. Love your springs, your summers, and your falls. You can keep the winters, but hey, I'm retired, so I don't get out. I don't do a lot. Just enjoy the Radio Shack and making contacts all around the world. So, as long as I have some fire on and it's warm enough, I'm good. I made a lot of new contacts up here, and it's been great. We live on a lake, and the lake is frozen completely over, and there's people who get out and ice skate. What do? I take pictures of people getting out and ice skate. Back to you.
Curious, I've been in Langsberg a long time ago when I was younger. What lake are you on or near? You can, you know, you don't have to give it to me, but there's a few lakes that I've been on out that way. And, yeah, it's pretty obvious you're a transplant. We can tell. 115 degrees. Yeah. You can keep that. I do not want it. No thank you. When it gets to be 95 up here, I start to go down in the basement and stay there. NALUG.
Hey Eric, that's the same response you had to -7 when you were talking about that. Yeah. Either end is not comfortable. Either end of the temperature scale is not comfortable. Yeah, it was 115 where we came from in Texas. And I'd had enough of it. Blowing wind, dry, and a lot of dust. And lower humidity. I'm glad to be up here. But like I said, our kids and grandkids are up here. So it was time for Amy and Papa to get up here and start enjoying some things. And, I haven't even used the word y'all yet. So I guess you figured it all out. All right. Hey, it's good talking to you. I'm going to get back to my, as we say in the South, rat killer. And I will let you sign on this. Been good talking to you. Hope to get to your final location without any upsets or problems. But I think the cold is going to start on Monday and it will extend into Wednesday. So get ready. NALUG, this is NAGO. That's November 8th Uniform, Oxford. And I'm clear on your final transition.
Okay, Mike, you have a good day, 73, and stay warm. I don't think I caught how long you have been here, but since August, my wife just told or reminded me. Ooh, you might want some heated long johns. All the heated things. Fox, gloves. Ooh, boy. Take it easy. NAULUG.
All right, I said that wasn't quite true. I wanted to answer your question. We're on the Scenic Lake. Scenic Lake just south of Langsburg. There's a lot of little lakes around here. And that's the one we're on. And we have lakefront view. Really enjoy it. I'm not a fisherman, and I don't own a boat. But I love to sit on the back porch and look out, watch everybody else have fun. As far as all the heated objects, I have a heating pad on the bed, and that's it. That's all I need. I lived for 4 years right out of college in Denver, Colorado. I got used to snow and ice cold, so it's not foreign to me, but it's been a long time in my history, so I had to go back in time to figure it all out. All right, you and the wife have a good trip, Eric, and this is Mike in ATUO, and I'm signing.
Take it easy. NAULUG.
K7CU from W8EAP.
K7CU.
Oh, I just throw it out there. I didn't really expect you to answer, but cool. How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing this evening?
Getting ready to go get some pizza, I think. It's about that time. How do I sound, by the way?
You're perfectly clear. How are you coming in?
Oh, one of my nodes. Portable one that's strapped to a battery. The one with the Bofang BF888 circuit board soldered directly to the Pi 3. I showed you that one before. It's kind of crazy. It all fits inside of a standard case. I just got it like Velcro to a battery.
You're perfectly clear. Just like you're, you know, downtown Lapeer talking into the repeater.
Okay, I switched radios. How does this radio sound compared to the other one?
I can hear a slightly different audio from the microphone, but nothing bad. It's just that it is a different microphone is the only thing I can see.
Yep, yeah, from what I can hear, they both sound good. I mean, I don't think I have any bad-sounding ones. For All-Star use, they all seem to sound pretty good. I got the Simple Tune about right in the middle. You know, because radios vary, you know. Some radios are louder than others, so I had to put it somewhere. Happy medium, so. Very good. You sound really good, too. How are you coming in? RF or through one of your nodes?
I'm RF from home, and I don't even have an outdoor antenna yet. It's using a N9TAX Slim Jim inside second floor. And I think I'm towards the edge of the coverage area, but it should be coming in pretty good still. KK7CU.
I'd say you're coming in 9 out of 10. I mean, in between words, there's a teeny bit of noise, but it's like I said, you're in. You know, I'd give you a 9 to 9.5 out of 10. Almost absolutely perfect.
Cool. That's kind of what I expected. Just got a mobile JC2 old bander sitting on the desk. I think I'm set to high power on this repeater, but I'm down in the valley a little bit, and it's not that far south of me the repeater starts to break up, but it seems to be working well from here.
Well, if you're in the second floor, that helps too. Yeah, what I was doing is I was SSHing into all my nodes and setting all the macros the same, you know. It's all uniform and in the same order and everything, because they were kind of all over the place. Like, you know, last week if I was heading up north of this, I wouldn't. You know, I didn't have a macro for this repeater, so I got that in there, so it's all uniform. So, and I did all the updates, any updates that needed.
Yeah, it makes sense to have them all set the same. Just like all the RT85s I have, I created a program in RT Systems and dump the same program to all of them so that the channels are the same for the repeater that I'm on. And I was working on getting re-registered into D-Star. My HF radio is a 7100, so it's got 440 D-Star capability. And let's see how that works into the Lapeer D-Star repeater as well.
WADAP. What are you running for D-Star again? I forgot. I think you told me.
An IC7100. It's my HF rig at home, but the 7100 will go up to 440, and it's got D-Star capabilities, so I'm going to give that a try. And if I'm successful getting into it, then I'll start adding some D-Star radios to my inventory as well.
Well, like we were discussing earlier, it's all about your area. Like around here, it's all fusion. You know, it's, I'd say fusion number one, and then maybe DMR number two. But, yeah, well, whatever. It's cool. We got some guys in our club, too. Actually, Dakota lives off Dryden Road there, closer to Van Dyke, though. I think we looked it up on a map. He's about 3 miles from you. He's got some D-Star radios. I think he was mentioning your repeater too as well earlier.
Okay, K7CU. Yeah, this radio is a Yaesu and it's capable of system fusion. I'm not sure if I can hit any fusion repeaters from here, but the radio is capable of it. And I've got some DMR handhelds as well. When I was in Wyoming, that was the popular system.
Yeah, what was the other one that came out years ago? There's D-Star and then Fusion. Wasn't there a third one that kind of fell to the wayside?
I know there's one for HF. I forget what it's called. It's an open source one on HF. I can't think of another one on VHF and UHF, just DMR, G-Star, and Fusion.
So D-Star is Kenwood, and ICOM, and Yaesu is Fusion. So is that how it works?
currently, ICOM and Kenwood are building radios that will do G-Star. My understanding, it was created by a radio club in Japan, and anybody can use it. They just have to have that license chip in it, because the codex has to be licensed to be on G-Star. But any manufacturer that wanted to can be.
Yeah, I could remember a friend of mine buying a D-Star HT. I think that was one of the first ones, right? I think D-Star came out before Fusion, I think. Could be wrong. But that seemed like it was like 12 years ago.
I believe D-Star's been around since around 2005, so it's been 20 years it's been available.
Yep, well, he lived down in the Dayton area, so I think there's a, well, back, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, there was a lot of D-Star repeaters in the Dayton area. And he was really into APRS. He had one of those original APRS Altoids mint can radios, little circuit board instead of an Altoids mint container. That was like one of the first APRS kits.
I remember playing with APRS when you had to use a TNC to do it. It wasn't real practical then because you needed a KISS-compatible TNC, a radio, and a GPS in your car to track your car. It was kind of a complex thing then.
Yeah, I just use APRS Droid app on my phone. Have that running sometimes when I head up north. The last couple times I went, I tracked my trip to and from and a few other places I went. Very good. Well, anywho, like I said at the beginning of this, I get ready to go get some pizza. But, that was a good free lunch today. It was pretty good. But, yeah, I guess I'll talk to you on here again sometime, or definitely see you Monday.
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up from getting some more food. It is kind of nice when they buy lunch, but I don't know how often ICR does that. I've worked for some companies that do it all the time and some that never do it. Yeah, I'll try to leave this on, especially if it gets as cold as they're saying it's supposed to this weekend. I'll probably just be sitting up here and leave it on in the background. Other than that, I'll see you on Monday. KK7, see you.
Yep, okay. Yeah, I'm not going up north this weekend, so I'll be playing radio. Playing radios or doing something this weekend. Oh, but supposed to, I don't know when it's supposed to get cold, Sunday or Monday, or I need to get out on the balcony and hook my balcony antenna back up. I need to do, but I'm not going to. Okay, it looks like Tuesday it's going to be cold. Tomorrow shouldn't be too bad. All right, catch you later. WAEAP.
KK7CU, I'll be clear.